93.7 The River. It goes Aerosmith here on the River City's new classic rock Dog and Joe show. So we come back Monday from Green Day. We go over to Green Day. We see the show, Oakland Coliseum. And we're there, Joe and I, having a few beers, having a good time. And I can't remember again. Maddie, what was the song that they were playing before you jumped on stage?
They were playing Knowledge by Operation Ivy.
Okay. So they're playing that. Billy Joe's like, who wants to get on stage? Who knows how to play the guitar? And we couldn't see too well because we were in back on the floor. We see the hand come up. We see this girl jump on stage. I'm like, okay, here we go. She's a fan. She has a ticket. She gets on. She plays the song. It's incredible. Place goes crazy.
Did you watch the... They straight tossed you up there. Your buddies, like, you, like, landed up there on your knees.
Yeah, my knees have, like, bruises on them right now from landing.
Worth it.
Yeah,
worth
it. Was totally worth it.
So she gets up, she jams, everybody goes crazy. Billy Joe says, okay, well, you know what? Get off the stage, and oh, by the way, keep the guitar. So she walks off stage, and we come back, we're talking about it on the show, and I tell Joe, I said, man, that's a mole. I said, that chick travels with the band, and they do that each and every night, and she knows what she's supposed to do, and they rehearse it, and they want it to look like a fan gets up there, but it's all part of the show. And Joe's like, no, I think it's real. And I said, no, it's not real.
Because you don't notice excitement in people's faces and eyes anymore.
Typically, I don't. I don't.
Everything is fake to you nowadays.
Yes. Everything's dead.
Yeah, I don't get that with that. That was true excitement. But the reason you thought so was because she jammed.
Yeah. It was a good performance by you, Maddie. So I didn't believe that it was just someone there at the show. And we talk about it. Then we get off the air. Facebook blows up. All these people get a hold of us. We got your mom, I think, that reached out. We saw somebody sent somebody or someone a story from the Chico Tribune or Times, and we read it, and I'm like, well, lo and behold, Maddie Gruber was just a fan at the show that knew how to play guitar. Then we talked to you yesterday, and you and your dad wanted to come down and hang out. So I said, hey, bring the banjo. Bring the acoustic guitar. Come in. We'll give you a tour. Hang out on the Dog and Joe show. So tell us about that night. How cool was that?
It was freaking awesome.
It had to have been.
Yeah, it was like just unbelievable.
Could you imagine? I mean, you're standing in front of all those people. What did that look like?
It looked like I thought it would look because I pictured it in my mind quite a few times.
How did you?
Yeah, because you'd like to do that one day.
Yeah,
get up there and jam like that.
How did you get up front? Did you just buy a GA ticket and just work your way up, or did you get there early and just grab the wall and stay?
I usually find my way to the front pretty quick at shows, but I was a few rows back and I just kind of inched my way.
Got up there.
Yeah.
And how long have you been playing guitar?
7 years.
7 years.
Cool.
So when he asked, does anybody know how to play guitar? I'm guessing you raised your hand and they saw you.
Yeah.
Did you think you had a chance to get up there?
I thought there were quite a few people raising their hands, so I didn't think the chances were that great of him picking me.
Yeah.
But, he was pacing back and forth the stage quite a bit, and he gave me a look, and then he walked
away. Like eye to eye. He made contact with you.
Yeah, and then people around me were pointing at me, and Mike Durnt, the bassist, was kicking at me, and then he came back, and then he pointed at me, and
that was that.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine, because for those out there, I know we're doing Facebook Live right now, Dana. Mm-hmm. Dana's running around with Facebook Live so you can see Maddie and see this.
Cool.
The green hair had to have stood out to Billy.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. Yeah, you probably caught his eye right away.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Does he do that ever? Did you know? Does he do that at each show? Bring someone up there like that?
I know he's done it before, but I don't think they do it at each show.
That's cool, then.
Yeah.
Well, that was a hometown show, so that was pretty cool. All right, so what we'll do, we'll come back. Maddie's going to play something on the guitar. And she also, how long have you had this band that you have?
About 3 years.
3 years you've been in this band. And what do you do in the band? You sing and play guitar?
Yeah, and okay. I write all the music and do all the other instruments and stuff.
How old are you again?
I'm 18.
18?
Yes.
And so you just got, this is your first summer out of school? Or second summer? First summer?
First summer, yeah.
Yeah, and where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at Inspire in Chico.
Up in Chico.
Cool.
Okay. What we'll do, we'll take a break, we'll come back, we'll pick up the Facebook Live as well, and then we'll play something, or she'll play something you can listen to. Maddie Gruber's in the studio, so hang on.
Dog and Joe.